Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
It is season three of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, and today's obstacle for you, I know, is trying to find the right sugar-free sweetener.
Today, we're going to take a deep dive into one of the newer sugar-free sweeteners available on the market. Maybe you've heard about it. It's called allulose. And we'll discuss what makes allulose different and discuss some of the pros and cons of using allulose and wrap up the episode with a show and tell, sharing a recipe we each made using allulose. But first, a quick break.
Well, having a wide variety of sweet tasting, low carb drink and dessert options were very critical to my weight loss success. And I don't think there's anything wrong with me for having a sweet tooth. I love sugary things, so whatever. With my version of Dirty Keto, Dirty Lazy Keto, I found it very easy to whip up satisfying treats, and I share 100 of my favorite recipes here in the Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook. These are all quick fix recipes that you can make in 30 minutes or less. Pick up your copy today at Costco, Target, Sam's Club, Barnes & Noble, or of course you can order it on Amazon.com.
Thank you, Stephanie. Okay, let's get started by getting more familiar with allulose. What do we know about this sweetener, Stephanie?
Well, it's interesting, Tamara, because I think you are responsible for this episode. Oh. I saw that you had posted on Facebook about it. Well, maybe unknowingly posted something on Facebook. And you were like, what is the deal with this nutrition label? You know, you had bought like a box of cereal or something and everybody was chiming in. And it was like this huge storm of crazy confusion from everybody. Do you remember that?
Do remember that. And I had never heard of allulose until that happened. Because what happened, I get what we learned, I think, is that allulose doesn't show up in the car as a, you don't subtract, they don't subtract it in the carb count. Anyways, it was totally confusing because I got this cereal.
Yeah. And tell us about the cereal. We'll get to all those details, but tell us what was the deal? Like, what did you post? What did you buy?
It was this cereal.
Okay. So you bought this cereal.
Yeah.
Show it up there.
And it was like,
what's it called for our audio only?
WonderWorks keto friendly cereal. It's from Walmart.
And Walmart.
Yes. It's a little pricey. It's like $6 ish.
So you're all excited. You bought this keto cereal. Right. You get home and you're like, what the heck?
And then I look at the label and it's like 17 grams of carbs. Okay. And then while I subtract, there's only five fiber. So that's like, 12 grams of carb.
And you're like, what the heck? 12? I don't think so.
And so I'm like, yeah. Like, so you weren't real super handy. So I actually went to the FaceGrip support group and I'm like, what am I missing? What's going on here? And then the people in the Facebook group were awesome. Like they spotted it right away. Cause it explains right here in this little part.
In like little itty tiny bitty font that no one can read.
Yeah. That you subtract the allulose. There's 4 grams of allulose on here and it doesn't get subtracted in the nutrition label. So I learned that.
It sounds to me like this whole story is just hearing it is like stressing me out because it's confusing, right?
I mean, these
that's the bottom line. Like you bought this damn cereal. The label says one thing. People are saying another. You can't understand what's going on.
And because it's not. Picture? Yeah. And because it's not being subtracted, does that mean it's bad? Does that mean it has hidden carbs? I was like, I don't know what to do with this thing. Like, should I eat this or not?
Yeah, that was your bottom line. You're like, I spent $6 on a box of cereal and you don't know if you should eat it. That's exactly what you're trying to say.
That is exactly, because I know nothing about this new sugar.
Okay. Well, I am so grateful that you shared that because I think you're not alone. I think our listeners are probably in the same boat as you, especially if you're buying this cool keto cereal at Walmart. You're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
It's different, right? Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. I think a lot of our listeners are probably unfamiliar, or some of them might be unfamiliar with allulose. I know it's a newer one on the market, and that really prompted us to want to take a deep dive into this topic today. And you and I did a bunch of research too to get ready for this because it's new to us.
You did more than I do. You're more the expert on this. I just want to say that up front. So you're going to take the lead because I don't know. I still feel like I don't know that much about it. So.
Well, we're going to learn together. How about that? Because I don't think that I'm an expert on anything except eating really sweet food all the time.
Exactly.
But I'm curious. I think that's maybe the difference. Like, I'm just super curious. I want to learn more. I want to help our listeners. Yeah. So we're coming from a place where we might make some mistakes today. And we hope our listeners will chime in and help educate us and the group as well.
Yeah.
Because we're in this together.
Yeah. Well, first, I think the most important question is, what the heck is it? Like, am I going to turn into a mutant turtle?
What is allulose? I don't know about the name. I'm not liking it. It just
it sounds like cellulite or cellulose.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking too. Yeah. When I hear allulose, I think cellulite. I'm like, that's not pretty.
They need to change the name.
We're not just liking the name, opinion. Folks. Whoever came up with allulose,
no, strike one. Skinnylose.
Imulose, now that.
Skinnylose or something. Ketolose, whatever.
Ketolose. We don't like allulose. Let's just be real.
Right.
But what it is, technically, like you indicated earlier, Tamara, it's a low-calorie sugar substitute.
Okay.
And it has 1/10 the amount of calories as table sugar.
Well, that's pretty good. Is that about the same as like stevia and all those other ones? About the same, I think.
I don't know. I think today we should probably just zero in only on allulose because I think this subject is huge if we were to try to take on all of the sugars at once.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just my thought, because that would stress me out. I get really overwhelmed with math.
Yeah.
That's why I think, it's lazy keto.
And part of it's me just wanting to know, is this one better than that one?
Right. No, well, that's the bottom line. People, I think listening today, they want to know, what is this? Yeah. How is it different? Mm-hmm. And then what do we think about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to get there.
Okay.
So what does it taste like to you? Did you try it?
I did try it. It did. I thought it
You have some on hand?
I don't have, well, I forgot to bring my jar of allulose.
Well, I just happen to have it out here
good.
For you. Okay, you so gave but me I brought you a jar one. At your house.
You did.
Did you taste it?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
So I'm going to show our listeners who are watching on YouTube so they can see what it looks like. Because I know I would be curious. I'm going to hold it up to the camera. Here we go. So in my opinion, it looks like table sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's kind of white and...
Yeah.
And I'm going to taste it on camera. Super sweet.
Yeah.
Tastes good.
And it's
tastes like sugar.
Yeah. It's not as powdery as the, like if you get let's say stevia or not stevia. What's the other one? Sucralose. Anyway, it's real powdery. This seems a little bit to look more like sugar. Just
looks. Yeah. Totally looks like sugar to me. It tastes like sugar.
And I do love that they come in with the screw cap
as opposed
to the, as opposed to the one, you know, the envelope with the resealable thing that never seals. Right. So I
the
really
packaging
like
is important to Tamara.
It is. Seriously.
Well, some of our research told us that allulose, the worst name ever. But from our research, we're hearing that it tastes like sugar. People report that it bakes like sugar. And people also say it freezes like sugar. So that's kind of good. Interesting. That's good to, you know, get that out there.
Yeah.
Some people are reporting that it does not affect their blood sugar levels.
Yeah.
That it's not metabolized by the body. So you taste tested this, right, at home, Tamara?
Yes.
And did you personally feel like it affected your blood sugar levels?
No.
Or can you tell?
Like when I had that cereal, I did not feel a spike. It felt like how I feel when I eat my other keto food. And I actually read a couple of reviews or some reports that says it doesn't, like if you have diabetes, it does not spike up your numbers.
Like from standpoint.
Yeah. Now, did you find that too, that it felt
I actually
normal.
Felt the same experience. Yeah. I've been kind of playing around with the ingredient all week and my, you know, different recipes at home. And I didn't feel that kind of boost that some people feel like when they're having real sugar or even a sugar substitute like maltol, which is, you know, has a bad reputation as really spiking blood sugar. But with allulose, I did not get that experience either.
I didn't either. So thumbs up on that part.
Thumbs up. You're going to give that a thumbs up.
Yeah. Well, then how is this different, you think, allulose?
Well, one thing that our research helped us discover is that this is a naturally occurring in foods, although it's somewhat rare. So I think that is important to people. People are always curious, like, well, is this real? Is it synthetic? Is it made in a laboratory? Is it found in nature? But from what our research came up with, allulose is something that's naturally occurring in foods,
Yeah,
just rare.
I think it was dates or something, some different fruits you can find it.
Yeah, figs, raisins, maple syrup. So kind of random, but sounds like the scientists are out there hunting in the forest, trying to come up with something for us. And we appreciate you. Thank you for the effort. And I did want to point out, you know, this is a subject I'm very passionate about, obviously, and I love to learn more. And I did include on Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started, Losing Weight While Breaking All the Rules, on page 73, I did a really nice chart here of all of the available sugar-free sweeteners that are on the market, the brand name, the type, like the molecule, when it was approved, and how many net carbs per serving. And I think that's helpful. So
that's
if you have
helpful.
this book at home, you can refer to that.
And that, if you tried to find that on your own, it would take you hours. So that chart really saves you
time.
That
is correct. This took me about a month of my life
Seriously.
to research because the data is very sneaky. It's hidden. It's kind of like I mentioned in this book as well. If you go to the healthcare professionals website for Splenda, you'll find out that Splenda indeed has a lot more net carbs than you might think when used in larger amount of quantities, like in a cup serving versus a packet. So some of that information is not readily available to consumers.
Yeah.
Not nice.
No, no.
So is allulose a sugar? The answer is no.
No. Is this a trick question?
Is this a trick question? No, it's not.
Okay.
Here's another one. Tamara, does allulose contain sugar alcohols?
I'm going to say yes.
The answer is no.
Oh.
That is why we're doing this episode, because it's confusing, right?
It is.
So, Tamara, I'm on number two, on 2B on our notes, in case that helps.
So
it's this is stressful. It is not a sugar alcohol. And I think that's important. A lot of our listeners are sensitive to sugar alcohols. And if you remember our poop episode, Tamara, do you recall any side effects about sugar alcohol?
Not
pooling?
Pretty. Yeah.
No. It's not pretty, right? Like Tamara and I shared some of our personal, very personal reflections in that department. And sugar alcohols can cause a whole litany of problems for people, right? Especially when it comes to diarrhea or gas or bloating, abdominal discomfort, etc. But allulose does not contain any sugar alcohols.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is it considered a carbohydrate then?
That's interesting. This is where the whole funky loophole gets underway. Like you talked about with your label. Would you mind showing your label for the our YouTube viewers?
Yes, this one.
Yeah, talk about that. Like, can you walk us through what you see on your cereal?
So it lists 17 total carbohydrate grams, 5 grams of fiber, 4 grams of soluble fiber, and 1 gram of sugar, and 5 grams of sugar alcohol.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So does your, and then if you were to go to the ingredients section, what ingredients do you see listed
Well,
there?
Yeah. So they have a couple sweeteners, not just allulose. So I noticed they also have a stevia extract and an erythritol. So that's where the sugar alcohol is coming from, those other two, right?
That is correct. And allulose too is listed?
Yes. It's listed. That's the third ingredient is allulose.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can see where our listeners and people at the damn store are getting confused.
Yes.
It sounds like products like the cereal and others, right? This isn't the only one. They're putting in allulose, which is considered a carbohydrate by the FDA.
Yeah.
It's not considered a sugar alcohol.
Yeah.
So it's listed on your cereal as a higher amount of carbs, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But it's not digested by the body.
Yes. So it shouldn't, you should
subtract
it out.
That's where it gets confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, according to Keto Land, we should subtract it out, right?
Yeah, and even on, they do for you on the box, they say you should subtract four grams of allulose.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So, but you wouldn't know that without that little thing on there.
You would not know that based on the little thing. The very official stripe in 0.8 font.
Tiny writing at the bottom. Like, how the heck was I supposed to know that? You have to have like a degree in nutrition, really, honestly.
You really do. Or you have to be really passionate about trying to eat less sugar. And I think the folks, you know, that developed allulose and that are using allulose and marketing allulose, they're trying to educate the public.
They are.
You know what I mean? They are really trying, but it's a newer product. And that's why we thought, you know, we would do our part here at the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast to try to help our listeners. Because it's freaking confusing.
I know. And one thing I do notice they're doing, at least on the products I've found so far, is they do have a little somewhere that will tell you how the allulose factors into the carb count, you know? So that is helpful. It's really helpful, but you have to really look for it. And I hope they keep doing that because it helps.
It does. And you have to put your glasses on. I'm not joking. Like, cause when I grocery shop, Tamara, I don't really have my reading glasses on. And a lot of times I can't find all this fine print. So I look at the nutritional label, I see the amount of net carbs, and then I make a decision quickly. But if allulose is an ingredient included, I will not see that as a sugar alcohol to subtract.
That's
what we're trying to point out here by discussing this to death, because this is where folks in keto land are getting stressed out.
And you know, use our group to help. That's what I did. I just took it to the group and all the smart people in our group were like, oh, here's how you calculate that. Thank God.
So basically, you know, just to review, if you see sugar alcohols on a label, in my opinion, in my version of Dirty Lazy Keto, I subtract those out just like I subtract the grams of fiber. However, that being said, if I notice that allulose is included in the product, that is something I would subtract out as well.
Yes.
But that's sneaky. It's not going to be on the nutritional label separated.
Yeah. And how much you subtract out, they have to give you that. And that's where you have to really look for that.
That's why it gets a little confusing.
It does. But it's, well, we'll see if it's worth it in the end to go to all that trouble.
I know, right? We're going to keep going.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Like, that's like the thing that stops people from continuing. It's like, well, A, you know, what does it taste like? Yada, yada. But what do I subtract it out or not?
Yeah.
So once hopefully we've addressed that. Do you feel more clear about that? I know we kind of beat it to death, but do you feel more comfortable with the label now?
I do. I feel a lot better. And I think with the more we get used to it, we'll get it down.
We'll get it down.
Yes. So
we're going to practice together. Let's help one another.
Exactly.
Well, until the FDA recognizes allulose as something to subtract out as a line item, it might still be a little stressful for us.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll catch up.
Okay.
You
Thank
know,
you, FDA. Please take our call. And Oprah. Stephanie and Tamara have spoken.
Yes.
So that's that.
One of the big concerns is, at least for me, I think for some other people too, is it safe?
Like, is it safe?
Yeah. Like, you know, what I remember, was it, what was the original one in the pink packet? Is it Splenda?
That was the red packet we all called
it. What was that before?
It was like in Tab.
Sweet and low.
You remember that?
Yes.
We all thought we were going to get cancer and die because some rats came out in a study. Remember that with like Tab or from like the 70s?
And since then, I'm always feel like, you know, there's probably some study that shows we're going to all get cancer, you know? So
we're all going to get cancer and die from having our sugar-free sweetener.
I know.
Well, that's the scary thing. That's why we're talking about this. And I think you're right to worry. Is it safe?
Yeah. Do we know?
Well, this is what we do know, that the FDA has deemed this as, they call it GRAS, G-R-A-S, generally recognized as safe. And that was with the application that was filed in 2012 and 2014. And just to put that in perspective, that's here on the chart here on page 73 of my book. And I do reference that for the other sugar-free sweeteners out there as well. GRAS, G-R-A-S, that's what FDA, that's their method of approval.
Okay.
That's what they say, yes or no.
Yeah.
So do you think that sounds safe to you? Generally recognized as safe.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible in my face.
It does. But
it doesn't sound very reassuring to me.
No.
But that's what they all have, though. That's not like one is being approved by the government versus another.
No.
That's the blanket statement.
And it is reassuring that you said that it was first approved in 2012, and there's been 8 years, no, 9 now, we're 2000, 9 years that they've had that approval status. So they've had 9 more years of research on top of the research they had to do to get recognized by the FDA. So that's a little bit reassuring to me, like,
Totally.
because you feel like, oh, it's brand new. They don't have those long-term studies, right? We know in the short term they passed all the FDA's requirement, but then you worry about the long term. But we know they've been out for 9 years now, so that's
Yeah.
good.
And you mentioned saccharin, Tamara. That was 1958, just to give our listeners kind of reference. That's when that was approved. Aspartame is 1981. Sucralose is 1999. Actually, there's different brands of aspartame. Depends on which company filed. 1981, 1999. I mean, you got to make your own decision. I don't
You
think Tamara and
do.
I have can make that authority for
No.
you. We can just let you know what the government has shown.
Yeah, and that it's had the approval for 9 years.
There you go.
Yeah.
So where can you
So.
find this, Tamara? Where can you find allulose?
Yeah, that's a good question, because you just magically brought me some,
I
but I
just
know
magically ran to
you
your house with a
did.
bag.
Yes, you did. I was like, thank you. I know you can get it online for sure. I think you can get it at Walmart, right?
I have a few brands here that I
Okay.
wanted to show our listeners
Okay.
because kind of like the word saccharin or the word
Mm-hmm.
monk fruit, those may not be what you look for in this grocery store, right? Like that's the molecule or the
Yeah.
ingredient, but the company is going to have its own name,
Okay.
right? Kind of like sucralose, Splenda, if our listeners can make that pair. So I put a couple of bags or product choices behind me. This is Whole Earth brand of allulose baking blend, and Whole Earth adds erythritol, which is a sugar alcohol, to their blend. Ooh, I don't know why.
And
Here is,
that's carried in most grocery stores, right? The Whole Earth one. I've seen it in mine anyway.
well, there you go. Anthony's allulose sweetener. Here's another one. It's only allulose, no erythritol, no sugar alcohol mix. And then my third example, this is by RX Sugar. And the folks at RX Sugar actually mailed me these samples so that Tamara and I could play around with it in our test kitchen. And this comes in little individual test packets. And then also, like Tamara said, a screw-off top for
Yeah,
baking.
the one I
And this is
like.
by RX Sugar. And I've seen this at Whole Foods and tons of different grocery stores.
Well, what are the is it expensive?
You know, I can't speak to that because I got these products complimentary. And the other ones I bought at Big Lots on discount sale. I shop a lot at discount stores. But I'd be curious what our listeners see in their local grocery store. They could share that in the comments, maybe.
Tell us if you get any good deals on those.
What we're hearing as far as benefits from allulose, any benefits you're hearing or companies you're seeing or using it, Tamara, what do you think?
Well, one thing I've heard is that it's really good for baking. Some of the others don't do well baking. Like you can't just substitute it. It won't, some the products won't rise, or they just don't turn out with the right texture. But supposedly this one is really good for baking.
That's good feedback. And this is something we're kind of hearing online. I've also heard companies like Quest, which a lot of our listeners embrace and trust Quest brand products. I've heard Quest has a whole section on their website devoted to allulose, and they're starting to use it more in their products like their Hero Bar. I have not had a Hero Bar, have you?
I looked for them at Walmart and I couldn't find it,
Me
but
either.
I think that you can get it like at GNC,
Okay.
but I'm not positive.
But it sounds like the brand Quest is putting their weight behind allulose as an ingredient, and they're trying to push for, more label recognition and more customer understanding of the ingredient.
Are there other besides Quest? Are they is it starting to get widespread? Because I've tried to look at the store and it's still not in everything. It's still
Right.
just kind of coming into various things.
Totally
But
agree with
what
you.
have you
I had a
seen?
hard time actually, going through the store and looking at ingredients because we were obviously trying to show more products today that are containing it, but I had a hard time.
I did too. I mean, yeah, it wasn't a lot. I think it's.
I did find some barbecue sauce when I was at the grocery store. That again, I was looking at the label. I found it by accident, and I noticed the carb count was off. You know, on the label on the front, it's like 0 net carbs.
Yeah.
But then it was like 10 net carbs on the back with no fiber and no sugar alcohol. I'm like, what the heck? And then I read that allulose was in it.
Yeah.
I should have bought the bottle, but I already had some at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
I know. I'd also heard another benefit of allulose is that it freezes well.
Okay.
I think you told me that.
Yeah. I did find that in some of the research. They said that it bakes well, it freezes well.
Yeah. And I went to the freezer section to look, and I looked through a lot of like the Enlighten bars and all the yummy ice creams, the Halos, and none of them so far I could find were using allulose yet.
I hope our listeners can help educate us in this area, since maybe Tamara and I couldn't find some products. Maybe in the comment section, you could add if you have discovered allulose at your supermarket, how much it costs, and also what products you found it in. Because I think that'll help everybody to kind of identify where it's being used.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can look for it if it and try it. And if you like it, you can keep buying it.
That's nice, huh? Yeah. And if you do want to try it, I want to point out, I did mention that the folks over at rxsugar.com, they did donate these products for Tamara and I to use. And they are also allowing our listeners to save 20% off if you wanted to order. We are not financially benefiting this arrangement in any way. It's just I reached out to them with questions and their team was kind enough to respond and help educate us. And they said if any of our listeners wanted to buy or try their product at rxsugar.com, you type Dirty Lazy Keto in the code section and you'll save 20% off. So thank you
to
them.
That's fantastic.
I know.
Yeah.
I know people. I just emailed them randomly. I'm like, that is so kind. I mean, I appreciate that because I want to help our listeners as well as each other, you know, learn to eat healthier and I want more options. So I'm very thankful that they're allowing our listeners to maybe try their products without necessarily going all in terms of buying something they're not sure about.
Yeah. And it's mutual because it sounds like they're trying to, you know, get their product out into the public and educate the public a bit more. So it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all in it together. So we don't really know the price. Like, I mean, as far as drawbacks go, you know, someone's always going to complain about price and say the sugar-free sweeteners cost more than sugar. You're probably right.
Yeah. They are pricier.
They probably are.
Yeah.
And that's just because people buy a lot of damn sugar.
Yeah.
So that's cheaper, right? Supply demand.
Yeah. And I would guess allulose might be a little steeper in the beginning because they're new, but as it gets more widespread, I think the price will adjust like they all have.
That's true.
Yeah.
I always like to think about the cost of what it would be like if I wasn't using sugar-free sweeteners, like what would be more expensive in my personal life. I know I'm kind of reaching here, but I think that if I was a heavier person and I ended up with diabetes, I think I would have a lot of medical bills. I would have to buy insulin. I might have a cost of my quality of life. So I think you have to look at the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you might have to spend a little bit more money on products like allulose or a sugar-free sweetener you're comfortable with, or specialty baking items like almond flour. But I think in the big picture, your health is worth it.
Yeah. And you can always use those sparingly. Like I find if I use too much of that kind of desserty type stuff, the little pricier stuff, I tend not to maintain my weight as well. So I don't need a whole lot of it anyway. So if I don't know, I may be different than you, but when I buy the artificial sweetener, it lasts quite a long time. So yes, it is pricey, but it lasts for a while.
Baby, I'm worth it.
Exactly.
That was a recent episode.
Yeah, yeah.
You are worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I like what you're saying. It's like because you spent more on the ingredients, you make it last a little longer and you don't waste it willy-nilly. Yeah.
Exactly. So the price is, you know, one of the drawbacks. I think the availability is a little one of the drawbacks only because it's new. So it's a little harder to find in the products that you love.
Right.
But I expect that to change.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Especially if Quest is getting behind it. I think they're a big player.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. And there's not a lot of research yet, at least not as much as some of the, you know, stevia and some of the other brands that you're familiar with. So that's a maybe a slight drawback.
Yeah, perhaps if that's important to you. Yes. Some people are a little bit more, willing to take that risk.
Yeah. Yeah. So that you just have to know yourself on that one.
Now, I have read, Tamara, that it's not being used in Europe. It made me kind of curious. And if we have any European listeners, and I know we do, maybe they could provide some insight for us, because I'm curious why not.
Yeah. Like, do they have stricter standards?
I don't know. Do they know something that we don't know?
I don't know.
Can you please tell us, European listeners?
Yes.
We want to know why it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, are there any bad side effects or reported side effects? Have you read anything?
I haven't. I have actually, the stuff I read said there might be, but it's less than some of the others. So at least that's what I got. I don't know what you got from your research, but from my research is yes, some people might have a little, some of the same things that we've seen in like as people's responses to say, equal or whatever. Like a little gassy or maybe some bloating or something. But from what I understand, it's not being reported as often as some of the other artificial sugar. So it's actually done pretty well in terms of side effects as not being that bad.
That's really good to know, because I know a lot of folks will report, like you said, the diarrhea or stomach problems, especially if they eat too much quantity of a sugar alcohol or a sugar substitute. So I think it's important to know, like we shared earlier, that allulose is not a sugar alcohol. So if you've had problems in the past, digesting sugar alcohols, maybe this is one that you could try that might not cause those same side effects.
Yeah, I would say
nothing's ever perfect. No. Let's just be real.
Yeah. And what works for one person, like some people have side effects and some don't. So you really just have to kind of test it out.
Yeah. We're not saying one way or the other. Yeah. I mean, I think that's important to drive that point home is that I just like options. I know for me, it just depends on what I'm making. Like you said, some products work better in some recipes than others. And I just want more choices. I don't want to just be locked into one.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the other kind of side effects is that people report it doesn't taste quite as sweet as some of the other sweeteners. And so then they end up putting more. And so you may have more, if you have side effects, you may have more just because you keep adding more to it. Does that make sense?
It does.
Did you find it too sweet? Or we'll get to that, huh? You want to talk about that when we talk about our recipes?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll table that one.
All right. Well, in the meantime, then, what experiences have our listeners had with allulose? We would love to hear. And is this your preferred sugar-free sweetener? Why or why not? We want to know. So email us at Stephanie@DirtyLazyKeto.com or through Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. And if you hear your comment read on air during season 3, contact Stephanie. She will send you a DLK swag prize. Yay. So now before we get to our final hacks, let's take one last break.
Thanks, Tamara. Well, listeners, I know you have a lot of obstacles when you're trying to lose weight, especially on the ketogenic diet, and I want to help you tackle each one. So know that in each of the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbooks and books, I try to tackle a different problem, like staying motivated, fast food, grocery shopping, meal planning, eating out, what to do when you have a tight budget, or just not having enough time in general. So rest assured, Dirty Lazy Keto has got you covered. So order your copy today from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or pick up a copy in person at stores like BJ's, Costco, or Target.
Thank you, Stephanie. So we're going to wrap up our episode by the exciting part, I think, to actually share a recipe we made using allulose. Okay, Steph, what did you make? And what are your thoughts about using it and trying it out?
Well, I'm very excited because mine has been melting this whole episode and I keep staring at it. I'm like, can't wait there yet. Have some. I've made today, this is the strawberry stampede milkshake recipe. And I had a cute little strawberry on the side, but it started to fall in.
Did it come from one of your books? Which book?
So this is a stampede strawberry milkshake. It's from the new cookbook I just mentioned, the No Time to Cook cookbook. And I made this with allulose. And I made this with the allulose that I got from our friends at RX Sugar, just to be very specific.
Yeah. So how was using it? Did it, was the same, how does it taste?
Oh my gosh, it's perfect. It tastes like a McDonald's milkshake, people.
Does it? Is it as sweet? Because that was one of the issues that people said it wasn't as sweet. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's really good.
Yeah.
But you know what? I did play around. This particular recipe, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. But earlier this week, I was making other recipes just kind of every day, playing with it. And I was using it in like a chocolate avocado shake that I also make. I don't know what book it's from, but and I did have to add a little bit more of the allulose to get it to the sweetness level. But I'm also a really sweet tooth kind of person. Yeah. I'm just going to be honest. Like I like things really sweet, like cavity sweet, my husband calls it.
Yeah.
It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah. So that's a know yourself too. Cause I'm not, I don't like it like syrupy.
Super, you don't like super duper sweet?
No. So I think allulose, I'm actually kind of excited about it. Mm. So do you want to see what I need?
I do. Oh, I was going to tell you too, Tamara. Yeah. Sometimes what I do, this is kind of random and it totally breaks the rules. But if something's not sweet enough, like with the allulose, I would also add maybe a packet of Splenda or a different sweetener.
Yeah.
I'd kind of mix them. Isn't that crazy?
Oops. No. In fact, I've heard, I think I was telling you this earlier. I heard that if you mix the two, you actually get something sweeter than they are on their own. I
love it.
I don't know if that's like a wives tale or if that's actually true, but
I think it's true. Well, it makes me wonder if that's why the Whole Earth brand adds erythritol. Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know.
Yeah. And in my cereal, right? This had,
tell me about that.
Well, this one had three. It had three. It had erythritol, allulose, and stevia.
That extract. Is a lot of random sweeteners all in one box. I'm like, why'd they do that? But maybe they're trying to make it heck of sweet.
Yeah. And it is sweet and it's super, by the way, yes for these.
Thumbs up to that. I haven't tried it.
It brings you back to your childhood. It has that childhood like cinnamon toast crunch kind of
flavor.
Yeah.
And for $6 at Walmart.
I know. I found another product too. I'm going to get it in here. This one was at Walmart. It's from Duncan Hines. It's like their version of a mug cake. Okay. And let me just look at theirs. They had almond flour, allulose, and stevia also. So they're combining sugars too.
And have you tried that one yet?
I haven't tried it. I'm excited. It's double chocolate cake mix. And you literally just put a tiny bit of water and a tiny bit of butter and microwave it. And it's instant cake.
That's I do like the cooking idea. At its finest.
Yes. And I do like the idea that it's a contained amount. Like
I do too. It's like a pint of cake.
Where I could eat the whole box.
The entire box. That's when you get those side effects that we were warning people about.
Yes.
Oh, that's fun. I'm glad you shared that. Because I think that, the more products we get more familiar with, we'll get more exposure to these combinations of products. What about you? What did you make?
Well, this one's also from your No Time to Cook cookbook. Just look at how gorgeous. These are the Bye Bye Bacon Maple Cupcakes. So on top there are pecans and bacon bits. Oh my gosh, Stephanie. First of all, I'll just say I'm not a big bacon maple person. Like I would never order that. But I thought, well, I'll try something different. So far, this is the best recipe of all your recipes. Like it was so delicious.
That is so nice of you to say.
No, it is so good. No, I'm not just saying
that. And I kind of force feed a lot of things on you.
No,
you'll come to my house to drop something off. I'm all, taste this.
I know.
You're like, okay.
No, but
that means a lot.
No, this one's amazing. The allulose did bake up really well. Like I was mixing it and it was looking a little lumpy. And then your recipe said it should be smooth. And I was like, this might not turn out. But when it baked up, it's beautiful. It's cake. You would not know. It looked exactly and cooked exactly like a real, like the cupcake with real sugar. So that was part. And it you're right. The cake part isn't quite as sweet probably as maybe one of the other sweeteners, but that was fine by me because you drizzle sugar-free maple syrup. So it's kind of sweet anyway, like super sweet. So yeah, this was.
And with the bacon. Do you love that part?
Oh my God.
So it's like salty and sweet.
Oh my God, it's so
good. So I have to tell you, like, there used to be a cupcake. Have you ever heard of this like these cupcake trucks that drive around
Yeah.
community. Yeah, you remember? So I used to eat at those back in my previous life, the big giant cupcakes that are like $8.
Yeah.
And they had one similar, just those combination of flavors, the bacon and the
Yes.
maple. And I'm like,
Yes.
I gotta come up with that so I can still have it, right?
Oh,
'Cause I
and
don't
you
wanna
nailed
feel,
it. You
okay,
nailed
good.
it because there's also a lot of butter in the frosting and the cake. So you it's butter, it's like you know how you have a real waffle, like butter, bacon. Oh my God, so good.
You're cracking me up right now.
Yeah,
You're
no.
dancing as you say it.
I'm loving this one.
Butter, and she's doing a
Yeah.
little shaka
Yeah.
shaka.
Yeah, but my experience with allulose was great. I mean, it cooked up great. The taste is great. Sorry, mom is barking in the back.
Okay.
So I recommend it, and I didn't have any weird side effects. Did you?
No, I didn't either. In fact, I noticed, I'd say, as a positive, like if I have something with too much monk fruit, like if I'm using that type of ingredient in baked goods, I do notice that affects me the next day, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to spell that out for you.
No. No,
Okay.
we've had
So with
it.
allulose, I didn't have that problem. Like it
Yeah.
just, everything was normal and I didn't feel like it affected me in the bigger picture.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. So I would say also it's a thumbs up for me.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, but our listeners, though, even though Tamara and I both gave it a thumbs up from our personal experience, we just want you to know and reinforce that using sugar-free sweeteners, whichever one you choose, I feel like it is a personal choice. People often ask me which is the right one. They'll ask me which one is DLK friendly or keto friendly. But I always reply to them, hey, it's the one you like, the one you can tolerate, the one that you can afford. Do your own research, taste test them all, and find the one that's most in line with your personal values, with your pocketbook, and your taste buds. Because the only thing that matters is you. Don't, listen to everybody else. If you find one that works for you, stick with it because eating healthy, cutting that sugar out of your diet is more important than anything else.
Amen.
Amen. Preach,
Sister.
preach.
And are you enjoying Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? I hope you are, because I am. You can show your love by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe to the Dirty Lazy Keto channel.
And we love reading your comments on YouTube and your reviews on Apple Podcasts. And in fact, I have one I'd like to share here. This is a 5-star review written on Apple Podcasts. It was written by Tina Tulips. This is public. Tina, she wrote, "The podcasts are spot on. The topics being bring home what happens in this crazy, difficult yet fun journey." I'm gonna start over. Tina says, "The podcasts are spot on. The topics bring home what happens during this crazy, difficult, yet fun journey. Too many favorites, but the one about weighing rocked. Thanks, Tamara and Stephanie. Looking forward to the next podcast." Well, thank you, Tina Tulips.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit dirtylazyketo.com. See you next week.